Welcome to the Beats Bros Podcast, episode 40. Dennis?
Monday is a pretty slow day at Pizza Bros Chesterwood, but Tuesday is even slower. Somehow, though, every Tuesday manages to bring its own set of strange problems to solve. This Tuesday proved to be no different than any other. 9:30 a.m., Steve arrives at the store.
Good morning,
says Steve cheerfully.
Hey,
replies Ed gruffly. Steve clocks in, he grabs an inventory list off the printer and heads into the walk-in refrigerator to make his to-do list. With his list complete, he grabs the first things on his prep list and puts them into the correct containers. All of this is pretty standard for any morning, really. 9:45 a.m., Dennis arrives at the store.
Morning,
says Dennis as he sips a large Blue Ox energy drink.
Hey,
replies Ed, who doesn't look up from the training manual he's engrossed in. Dennis heads towards Steve and watches him do prep.
Morning,
says Steve cheerfully.
Morning,
replies Dennis, his drink in his hand. What, no Big Schmuck's coffee today? Asks Steve.
No, that stuff's nasty,
replies Dennis. Steve's face crumples from confusion. Dennis begins to help Steve with prep. He grabs a bag of pepperoni, slices the top, and sloppily pours the pre-sliced pepperoni all over the table.
Whoa, you feeling okay?
Steve razzes.
I'm fine. Mind your own work,
replies Dennis gruffly. Dennis cleans up the pepperoni, puts lids on the containers, sloppily labels them, and puts them in the fridge.
I gotta use the bathroom,
says Dennis as he heads to the back of the store. At this, Steve runs into the fridge, grabs one of Dennis's pepperoni labels, and brings it to Ed.
Ed, something's wrong with Dennis,
insists Steve.
What? I didn't notice anything,
says Ed.
I'm serious. He improperly labeled something,
insists Steve as he shows Ed the label, thrusting it into Ed's face.
So what? He's probably just tired or something,
shrugs Ed.
No, I'm telling you, something is wrong. Like, I don't know, maybe he's been replaced or something. He came in with an energy drink and called Big Schmucks nasty. You know how much he hates those things.
Steve continues to try and persuade Ed.
Look, he's fine. I've known him longer than you. You've been watching too many spy movies or alien movies or anime. Whatever it is, you've been watching too much of it,
says Ed. Frustrated, Steve heads back to finish prep, but this time keeps a much closer eye on Dennis. Later, during lunch rush, Steve and Dennis wait for their deliveries to finish cooking. Steve, still suspicious of Dennis, tests him.
Oh, look! You can take your favorite cut-through to deliver your second order,
says Steve as he points to the delivery map.
Cut-through? No. It's faster to take the main road to that one,
corrects Dennis.
Main road?
But you always take the back way to Wild Pony Road, replies Steve. Yeah, well, the other way's faster. I've timed it,
says Dennis matter-of-factly. Steve's eyes narrow as his suspicions about Dennis grow stronger.
Steve, your order's up,
yells Ed. And with that, Steve has to leave his suspicions and head onto the road. When he returns to the store, he looks around for Dennis but can't find him. He walks through the store and through the back door. He can see Dennis and Ed out back vaping. He slowly sneaks around the corner and watches from a distance. Ed and Dennis puff on their vapes. At first, Steve can't find anything out of the ordinary. But suddenly, Steve remembers something. Dennis is right-handed! And the Dennis outside with Ed vapes with his left hand. Steve gasps as the reality of the situation hits him.
He really is an imposter! What do I do?
Steve asks himself. As Ed and Dennis come back into the building, Steve hurries to the front of the store and pretends that he just got back from his delivery.
Wow, lunch sure was slow today. I can't believe we don't have any more deliveries,
Steve says to bait Dennis.
I thought it was okay,
replies Dennis.
Aha! You're not Dennis! Dennis would know that Tuesdays are always slow, and he would complain incessantly about it,
accuses Steve. But Dennis is unfazed.
I said okay, not great. Geez, Steve, why are you always so melodramatic?
What? Me? Melodramatic? But you're supposed to be the...
says Steve as he loses his cool.
Whoa, Steve, buddy, you gotta chill,
insists Ed as he tries to keep peace in the store.
Why don't you go take a lunch break and get your head straight, suggests Dennis.
Lunch break? We've never had a lunch break, rebuttals Steve, who is swiftly interrupted by Ed.
That's a great idea. Go take 30 minutes. I don't care where, just go calm down,
says Ed as he walks Steve to the front door.
But,
protests Steve.
Bye,
says Ed with a sarcastic wave as he pushes Steve out the front door. 30 minutes later, Steve has devised an ingenious plan to prove that Dennis is actually an imposter. He leaves Gigantic Burrito two doors down and walks down the plaza sidewalk back to the store. As Steve looks up, he sees what looks like Dennis, but wearing a Checkers uniform. This Dennis then walks into the Checkers pizza place at the other end of the plaza.
Dennis?
He says aloud. After the day Steve has had, he's unwilling to leave any leads unchecked. He runs down the sidewalk of the strip mall to the Checkers front door. He opens it up in a flurry and sees none other than Dennis, whom stands behind a counter, drinks a big schmuck's coffee, and corrects another employee's work.
I've already told you 3 times today, Kevin. That is not how you fill out a day dot. Jeez, these people are incompetent,
complains Dennis.
Dennis!
Exclaims Steve.
Oh, hey, Steve,
says Dennis casually.
But, what are you doing here? Checkers and Pizza Bros are mortal enemies. And who is that pretending to be you at Pizza Bros?
Steve exclaims.
Oh, did you figure that out?
Dennis asks dryly.
I bet Ed still thinks it's me.
He totally does. But seriously, what is going on?
Exclaims Steve.
It's probably easier to just show you. Follow me,
says Dennis. He walks out the door and back towards Pizza Bros with Steve in tow. As they walk through the front door, Ed and Dennis laugh at a joke.
That's the funniest thing I've ever heard,
says Ed as he wipes tears from his eyes. Ed hears the sound of the front door and turns to greet the customer.
Hello, welcome to pizza.
But he stops short when he sees Steve and a whole second Dennis walk through the front door. But the new Dennis is in a Checkers uniform.
What the? Who? How? What?
Stammers Ed as he looks back and forth between a Dennis in a Pizza Bros uniform and a Dennis in a Checkers uniform.
Can somebody please explain what's going on here?
Demands Steve. The Dennis in the Checkers uniform speaks first.
I'm Dennis. That over there is Lettuce, my twin brother.
Older twin brother, clarifies Lennis.
Yes, my older twin brother. But I'm taller,
says Dennis.
Barely, complains Lennis.
Guys, what is going on here?
Asks a still confused Ed.
It's pretty simple. Lennis and I switch places to prove that we are not completely identical twins,
explains Dennis.
And it looks like I was right. No one here even realized we switched places,
says Lennis proudly.
What? I totally noticed something was off, insists Steve.
You don't count, Steve,
corrects Dennis.
I hate to admit it, but you were right, Lennis. No one at Checkers noticed either. How sad.
Wait, there are 2 of you?
Asks a delayed and clearly puzzled Ed.
Sure, let's go with that, agrees Lennis.
I don't like this. I don't like this one bit. One was already too much,
mutters Ed to himself. To this day, Ed has a reoccurring nightmare of 2 Dennises working at the same store. In the end, Dennis and Lennis switched uniforms and went back to their proper places. The end.
See, Dennis? I told you nobody would notice the difference between the 2 of us because we are completely identical twins.
We are not the same! I've told you this multiple times!
Look, if we go back through and rewatch the younger generation, remember there's the twins? And they proved through quantum theory that identical twins are completely identical down to quantum substrata.
If you remember correctly, they also went on their own ways. Maybe it's time we do that.
I agree. I'm going back to Checkers where I belong.
And I'm going back to Pizza Bros, and you stay on your side of the basement.
That's fine. I'll stay on my side, you stay on yours, but I'm telling you right now, Mom does my laundry, not yours.
Maybe it's time you did your own laundry.
What was that?
Whoa, 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 hey, guys, we gotta end the podcast. If you guys wanna have your own podcast where you argue about science fiction, go do it somewhere else, but not here on the Pizza Bros podcast. So thank you guys once again for listening. I'm Ed.
And I'm Lennis.
And I'm Dennis, always taller.
Okay, and with that, don't forget to visit therealpizzabros.com. Sign up for subscriptions and comments or whatever and tell your friends. Or I don't remember. I'm too stressed out. I already have another migraine, and I'll just see you guys next week. Goodbye.